Hi, Nolan Johnson here for Real Time with SMT AI, and I'm speaking with Dan Hart. He's the Application Development Manager at McDermott Alpha Electronics Solutions. Dan, welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
SMTA International is coming up. It's my understanding that your team will be presenting some research there.
Absolutely. We've got some interesting work that we've been working on and looking forward to giving a presentation.
Well, tell me about what's in the paper.
Basically, we have started talking about non-bleed or looking at non-bleed die attach solutions for making a chip package. Typically, one of the biggest issues is EBO or RBO. We tend to prefer resin bleed. It can lead to a lot of issues within the package and really hurt the reliability.
Well, tell me more about the paper and the findings and conclusions you came to there.
Okay, so we started off talking about current issues, the current solutions, and have come up with a method or a solution to eliminate die-attach bleed. And it's really kind of interesting. It turns out to be even better in terms of adhesion promotion of the die to the lead frame than the normal process.
Oh, okay, interesting. So you actually come out not only solving a problem, but improving performance.
Yeah, basically it all centers around film die attach, conductive film die attach. Most die attach adhesives are conductive liquids and they're spread onto the surface of the lead frame. The resin that's in the liquid can bleed out, can cause a lot of issues in terms of it will cure on the die attach pad, changes the structure of the die attach adhesive itself. It leads to a lot of problems, and we talk about those issues. With the film die attach, you do not have any EBO. It's a very consistent bond line, no issues with fillet, and it actually eliminates a step in the die attach process.
So, Dan, why did you and your team start this work?
Well, a few years back, McDermott Performance Solutions joined forces with Alpha and Enthone. The Alpha group makes die attach adhesives. The McDermott side, we provide surface finishes, and we had a surface finish that we used for lead frames. Turned out they had die attach adhesives, and we kind of worked with the same customers. We started talking with each other and found we could do some work together. We've written several papers, and this is the culmination of that. We initially didn't think that doing the conductive film on the roughened surface would be a good idea because it may not flow into the roughened surface or the morphology of the lead frame that we provide when we roughen it. But it turns out we were wrong and we had a very good product. And so we're pretty excited about showing this off at the show.
Taking a little bit of a research and development flyer, just a risk, and having it pay off.
Yep. It was let's try this. Maybe it will work, but let's see how it does work. If it doesn't, we'll know how to make it better.
Great. Well, so those who are listening to this and are interested in this topic should definitely be checking out your paper at SMTAI in early November in Minnesota.
Yeah. One of the things that to me is I would think anybody that is involved in the chip packaging business knows that EBO is a big issue or RBO is a big issue. There's never been a one-size-fits-all solution, and this kind of provides that. So I would think they should be checking it out. Yes.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing it with us and for taking the time to talk, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Nolan, thank you very much. I appreciate it also.
Here with Dan Hart, Applications Development Manager at McDermott Alpha Electronics Solutions. I'm Nolan Johnson. Thanks for listening.